afternoon and good evening to everyone who is listening or watching. We are here in another episode of the Seiyuu Cafe Radio. So, okay. Two things before I actually go into topic. The first one, if you are wondering why the second episode of the second season was recorded 6 months after the first one, I am very sorry. I don't know as well. I am very bad with time management, and I probably got busy around October, November, December, so I was not able to continue with the episode. So I'm trying to come back right now with the radio. The second one, if you were listening to the radio a few months ago, the first episode had Seiyuu Na. If you're wondering where Seiyuu Na is right now, I am so sorry. She is out of commission. I was not able to take care of her as much as I could. And I don't know if she's gonna come back. Who knows? But at the moment, you guys are stuck with me. I even forgot to introduce myself. Hi everyone, this is Alisa Tencho and I am your host for the Seiyuu Cafe Radio. What a start. Alright, so with those out of the way, let's go to the topic of the day. For those who are watching on YouTube or viewing this on YouTube, you can actually see what the topic of the day is already. Our topic for today is about Spring Anime 2022, and I will be showing you my watch list for this season. Actually, this is actually a bit funny. What the heck was that? This is actually a bit funny because I was checking the shows a few days ago and I was surprised to know that some of the shows are actually in the third or fourth episode already. I was shocked because I haven't even finished a lot of my watch list from winter last season. And then we have the spring anime on their third, fourth episode already. Time flies by so fast. But yeah, the spring anime season has started a few weeks ago, and that's what I'll be showing you for today. So, if you are watching on YouTube, I am sorry to those people who are listening by audio only, but I will be showing my watch list. Ta-dang! So I use my anime list to list down all the shows that I am watching for the season. And did you actually know that you can change your theme in my anime list now? Like, is this even gonna load? I don't know. Who knows? No one knows, because my internet is slow AF. See, you can actually change the... Oh my god! There's so many new... Wow, layouts! So many new layouts. The other day, there wasn't even these layouts. Oh. Alright. Fine. Okay, so let me show you my anime list for this season. So, since we are a Seiyuu podcast / radio, of course, I'm not just gonna talk about the anime, I'm also gonna talk about the Seiyuu's voice actors. So, let's go! So, for this season, I actually have 11 shows to watch, so I'm gonna mention them one by one. So number 1, Aharen San wa Hakarenai. Number 2, Dance Dance Dancer. Number 3, Deaimon. Number 4, Kaguya-sama wa Kokorasetai, Ultra Romantic. Number 5, Kawaii dake janai, Shikimori-san. Number 6, Parepi Kome. Number 7, Spy X Family. Number 8, Tomodachi Game. Number 9, Koi wa Sekai, Seifuku no Atode. Number 10, Komi-san wa Komyusho desu, second season. And number 11, Summertime Render. So those are my anime watch list. So I don't think I can go through all of this one by one since I'm time limited. But okay, let's go through this one by one. So Aharen San wa Hakarenai. If it's gonna load. Okay, it loaded. So for Aharen San wa Hakarenai, I already watched this. The main cast is Minase Inori as Aharen Reina, Terashima Takuma as Raido Matsuboshi. So they are the main characters. And then we have Hanazawa Kana, Ichimichi Mao, Nagae Rika, Fujiwara Natsumi. Now, what I like about this anime is that it's chill, very chill. And the funny thing is, I actually posted this on the TSC page, the SNS of TSC, that the main character, Aharen Reina, looks like another character that Inorin voiced. It was Princess Shialis from the... What was the name of the anime again? I forgot the name of the anime. But it was Princess Shialis from the Sleeping Princess anime. They look the same. So, this, also, the part that made me a bit, I guess, weirded out is the part, is the distance part. I mean, I guess this is a comedy anime, so no one's gonna bother noticing that. But I just found the distance, like when Aharen would look at Raido so closely. I mean, who would that? You can even see in the teaser that Aharen sits on Raido's lap, and I'm like, my phone. I forgot to silence my phone. And what kind of classmate sits on the lap of your whatever? But it's actually nice. It's funny. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one. Dance, Dance, Dancer. Dance, Dance, Dancer, which is, by the way, animated by MAPPA, is about ballet, and the main cast is Yamashita Daiki as Morao Junpei, Uchiyama Koki as Mori Ruo, Mori Ruo, and then Hondo Kaede as Godai Miyako. Okay, so and this one was also posted on our page, but Yamashita Daiki and Uchiyama Koki are always together, either enemies or rivals. Like, they're on Boku no Hero Academia as enemies, and then what was the other one? It's another high school anime. But they're also rivals there. And now, I think they are rivals again. Why? One of the admins actually pointed out that in another anime, Yamashita Daiki and Uchiyama Hoki are friends, which is Horimiya. For this anime though, the animation is beautiful. I cannot comment so much about the animation because it's beautiful by MAPPA. The story though, I think, I don't know, it's a bit more normal. It's always the genius main guy. Yamashita, Daiki's character, Murao Junpei, sounds or looks, quote unquote, looks like a prodigy, but it's always like that. Prodigy, the main character is a prodigy and stuff, so I don't know. I think it's nice though. I think this is a really nice anime. I don't know if I'm gonna watch it until the end, but I mean, who knows. Okay, next. Daemon. Okay. I didn't expect to like this, actually. Because this is a drama. Anime. Drama / slice of life. It's even seinen. And the main cast is Yuki Kozue as Yukihira Itsuka. And then Shimazaki Nomonaga as Irino Nagomu. The story is about cooking. They're a bakery, sweet shop. They are a sweet shop. And Zaki's character, okay, quote, another quote unquote, a failure as an adult. So he comes back to his hometown. I really like Zaki's take on the main character. If you are a Zaki fan, I feel like you'd like this very much. Because Irino Nagomu is fluffy. Irino Nagomu is so fluffy. And I don't know why. I think Zaki is the reason why I'm watching this show. Because he's fluffy. Anyway, I also saw some people saying that Yuki Kozue, the seiyuu voicing the little kid Yukihira Itsuka, sounded like Kugimi Arie. While I was watching the episodes though, maybe I'm not too familiar with Rie's voice, but I didn't hear Kugimi Arie. I feel like Kugimi Arie has a much more, how do I describe it in English, a much smaller voice. It's more, I don't know how to describe it in English. But yeah, the Kozue-san is doing great anyway as this one. But this is slice of life / drama, so if you like animes like that, then yeah, watch this. Okay, I feel like I'm not gonna go through all of this. Maybe I would, I don't know. But Kaguya-sama Kokorasetai and Komi-san Komusho desu, second season. These are two high school animes that I really love. I can't comment so much about these because they're already great as they are. And these two animes, Kaguya-sama and Komi-san, is spearheaded by none other than Koga Aoi is present in both animes. So how do I describe this? These are the type of romantic high school anime that is chill and comedic, and I don't know. It's something that you watch whenever you feel down. I don't know, I just really like these two anime. Especially in Kaguya-sama, Kogaoi, Kohara Konomi, Furukawa Makoto, Suzuki Ryota, Tomita Miyu. This is already the third season. Oh wait, wow. Rank 13. Kaguya, the third season, which is ongoing right now, is ranked 13 overall in my anime list. Amazing, wow. That's really high. I mean, I didn't expect that, but that's nice. And then Komi-san. Okay, it's ranked 211. But I haven't watched Komi-san second season yet because I think in Netflix it's gonna air. Am I allowed to say Netflix? Anyway, it hasn't aired on Netflix yet, so I haven't watched the second season yet, but I'm excited because I so love the first season and I can't wait to watch it again. Kogaoi Psycho! Okay, the other animes though. Kawaii Dake Janai Shikimori-san. Now, this anime is... The anime's cast is Onishi Saori as Shikimori Michon. And I think this is a rookie seiyuu? Umeda Shuichiro as Izumi Yu. Now, the seiyuus are amazing, as usual. It's just that I also mentioned this on the page, but I feel kind of cringy with this anime. I don't know why. I can't put a finger on it why I'm cringing a lot. I couldn't get past the first episode without cringing. But Saori Onishi is amazing. And even Umeda Shuichiro, who I've never heard before, he's doing great, actually. So, Umeda Shuichiro... So, Umeda Shuichiro is starring in two animes this season. He's also in Mahotsukai Reimeki as Sable. So, he's a newcomer with two main roles this season. That's cool. That's really, really cool. He's doing great as Izumi Yu, though. It's just that I feel that the story is a bit cringy. And we have Inuzuka Shu, who is voiced by Okamoto Nobuhiko, who is like a milder Bakugo. He looks so much like Bakugo. And funny, because Bakugo is also voiced by Okamoto Nobuhiko. Coincidence? I think not. Okay, so next one. Okay, Paripi Kome though. When I watched the first episode, the cast first of Paripi Kome. So Paripi Kome, or Ya Boy Kongming, is about a battle strategist from the general of the Three Kingdoms. I think this is Chinese history. I may be wrong. I don't know. Oh my god, I may be wrong. But he was reincarnated in the modern world to help a fledgling singer. So the Kongming is voiced by Okiayu Ryotaro. Veteran seiyuu Okiayu Ryotaro. And then the fledgling singer Tsukimi Eiko is voiced by Hondo Kaede. Now, I didn't expect to like this anime so much. I enjoyed the first three episodes because it was entertaining. I keep on laughing on the opening song, like dun, 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 dun. It was nice. And what surprised me, okay, what surprised me in this show is that it's not boring. I mean, I guess for me, it's not boring because you, how do I explain this? The parallel of how Gongming is using his strategy from when he was in ancient China and using it to the present world for Tsukimi Eiko is actually really interesting how he does it, because sometimes they intersparse as well, the past and the present, of how he used that strategy in the past and in the present. It's nice. It's really nice. And I don't know, I really like Okiayo Ryotaro's voice here as Gongming. Where else did I actually listen to Okiayo Ryotaro? I forgot. In Kepeki Danshi. In Kepeki Danshi, Okiayo Ryotaro voices a high school boy. And I liked his voice there. In this one, he's not using a kid voice, but it sounds ikemen. I'm dead. It sounds really good. It sounds really, really good. I like Paripikome. Okay, next. Okay. Spy X Family. Now, this anime I watched. I read the manga for this anime way before it got announced to have an anime. My original headcanon voices were Nakamura Yuichi for Lloyd Forger and then Hayami Saori for Your Briar. When it got announced to have an anime, everyone was partying because yay, Spy X Family is gonna have an anime already. And then they got Higuchi Takuya to voice Lloyd Forger. Okay, Nakamura Yuichi is my headcanon, but oh my god, okay, wait. Nakamura Yuichi is my headcanon, but Eguchi Takuya fits as well as Lloyd, because Eguchi Takuya is able to do a ikemen voice, and I mean Lloyd is an ikemen. Okay, before I continue, I'm looking at my anime list right now and I am shocked. It's already ranked number 3 in my anime list? What? For real? Number 3, it's still airing. Wait. Spy X Family. Wow. Oh my god. It went past Attack on Titan and Steins Gate and Gintama. For real? What? See, the popularity of this manga translated into the anime. And then you cast one of the charming seiyus, Eguchi Takuya, as Lloyd Forger. And then Hayami Saori got announced as Your Forger, or Briar, Your Briar. I like, oh my god. They really heard the seiyuu community. Everyone was hoping that Yor would be voiced by Hayamin, and they got it. This is one of the wins in the seiyuu community. Just the same as when who was that? Demon in Demon Slayer? I forgot. When Mamoru Miyano got announced for Demon Slayer. Who was that again? Demon Slayer. Yeah, no, Mamoru. Wait. Oh, look. Adoma. Oh, look. Our article is the first. No. The second one. Yay. So it's like a win for the Seiyu community whenever we collectively guess a Seiyu for a character and then we got it right. It's a collective win. Yeah. So, another thing. I never expected Tanizaki Atsumi as Anya. She's doing so amazing as Anya. But I didn't expect it because I've always heard Atsumi Achan with bigger voices, like in Fruits Basket, Uotani Arisa, and in Kono Ototomare. Her voice was always big to me. So for her to voice a kid perfectly, Anya's waku waku. She's doing amazing. Anyway, Spy X Family is amazing. I mean, ranked number 3. Who would have thought? It's doing great. Yeah, I recommend it for Seiyu fans. Okay, what are the other? Okay, so I haven't watched Koi wa Sekai Seifuku no Atode and Summertime Render, so I don't know what I would say about this. But I don't have any comments about. But yeah, it's in my watch list. Tomodachi Game though, so this is gonna be the last anime that I'll be talking about. Tomodachi Game, I just watched it last night and it was good. I mean, I guess I'm biased because I'm a mystery buff, but I like all those betrayal stuff and traitor stuff. Like, okay, I can't say a lot, of course, to avoid spoilers, but it's actually really good for me because you get to see the inner thoughts of the main character, but then you're still doubting. That's the amazing thing about mystery. You keep on thinking. That's why Tomodachi Game is mystery / I don't know. I know it's mystery. What? High stakes game. Psychological. Mystery, psychological. It's good. The main cast are Kobayashi Chiaki as Katagiri Yuichi, Miyamoto Yume as Sawaragi Shiho, Ono Tomohiro as Shibe Makoto, Amano Satomi as Kokorogi Yutori, and Hamano Daiki as Mikasa Tenji. They're doing really great as a cast. And oh, by the way, this mascot is voiced by none other than Takayama Minami, who voiced Detective Conan. So when you listen to Manabu-kun, you actually wouldn't notice that it's Minami Takayama, but from time to time you would hear Kona. It's just cool as well. I really like it. It's funny also because Conan is a detective and Manabu-kun is like mastermind, so yeah. I think if you're a mystery buff or like you like mystery, you should try. Tomodachi Game is like Danganronpa meets Squid Game. Yeah. So yeah. Those are my anime watch list. I just noticed the time. I'm almost 30 minutes in. I'm really not gonna get any proper 30-minute episode, but it's okay. So those are my anime list. I think some people are listening to us right now, to me right now babble about random stuff. So I will be asking some of the listeners right now. So I don't know if they can hear me because I have a very bad internet, but what are your watch list for this season? What are you watching this season and why? Because usually as Seiyuu fans, we're like, I'm watching this anime because insert Seiyuu name is here, which is actually apparent in my watch list. Some of them are Seiyuus that I really like. Okay, this is from Rui. So they're looking forward to Deaimon because of Zaki. See, people are watching anime. This community is watching anime because of the Seiyuus. Okay, so then this is from Airo. Did I read that right? From Airo. So they will be watching Love All Play, Aoashi, and Spy X Family. I love sports animes. Love All Play also has Hanae, Onoken, Kaki, and Kaji Yuki. Ah, right. Love All Play and Aoashi. They're sports animes, but I didn't add it on my watch list. Yeah, those animes have star-studded Seiyuus. So, yeah. Then this is from Isa. Spy X Family. Woohoo! Eguloid. Egu. I think most of the people that I know, at least, or maybe because I'm in the Seiyuu community, but most of the people that I know who are watching Spy X Family is because of either Eguchi Takuya or Hayami Saori or Tanizaki Atsumi. Which is okay. I mean, that's normal for people in this community. So, additional from Airo, if you like Daya no A. Is this Daya no? Diamond no Ace? So they said that if you like Daya no Ace, give Aoashi a try. Okay, so give Aoashi a try, guys, if you like Diamond no Ace. Okay. This is from... Sorry if I'm reading the name wrong. Shion or Sion? I always get your name wrong. I'm so sorry. So they said that I'm enjoying Parepi Kome and Spy X Family right now. Mostly the latter, after I managed to recognize Junichi Suabe's voice. Lama. Okay, so for context, in episode 2 of Spy X Family, two Seiyuus appeared without even their characters appearing, but the Seiyuu community was like, I know these voices. And they were Onoken and Suabe Junichi. And yeah. So. Okay, this is from Eri-chan. Spy X Family, because of the unique concept of the story, the characters, chemistry aside from Seiyuus. Yeah, so Spy X Family is really in demand this season. So I'm not even surprised that so many people are watching Spy X Family. This is from Ash. Blonde Eguchi with his giraffe height was the perfect cast for the lead. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know, Lloyd Forger and Eguchi Takuya have the same height. That's a trivia if you didn't know. They have the same height. Some Seiyuu fans are actually saying that they casted Eguchi Takuya because of that. Of the height. But yeah, apparently they have the same height. I forgot where I watched that, but yeah, 186 cm, I think. Maybe not. But yeah, they have the same height. All right, so I think I went past my minutes already. Let me just. Okay. So, I think that is our episode for today. For now. I actually enjoy looking at the live comments right now for their anime watch list for this season. So, if you are watching on YouTube, comment down below what animes you're watching this season. Let us know. And if you're on Spotify, thank you for listening. So, this has been episode. Oh wait, let me just give a shout out. I'm gonna give a shout out to one of our TSE server customers. Shout out to Chani, because it's our anniversary in the server. Happy anniversary in the server. So shout out to you. This is gonna be posted on YouTube and Spotify, but it's fine. Happy anniversary. So yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. Follow our TSC page. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Spotify. We're also on Twitter and on Instagram. And just type the Seiyuu Cafe on Google. I feel like you're gonna see a lot of things. A lot of our SNS anyway. So yeah. Thank you guys and see you again on our next episode. So bye bye.